It's like, it is, bro.
What?
That's beautiful.
It is.
Damn. So the Madonna dance, was there any dramatic though? Did you ever act in a play or anything like that? And that was, you caught the bug there?
Yeah.
You knew you had it.
Lightning well, I know I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed being a showman.
Yeah. You did too. Then, don't act like you don't.
I never did anything like that.
If you're a showman, you're constantly a showman.
You never did any like acting.
It's not lame to like to act.
Plays.
It is.
No, it's not.
We were just having this conversation.
It is a little bit. We were just having this conversation today.
I was driving to the show today and I was like, we always sit around and are like, fucking stand up's actually fucking lame. It's so much better
than
acting.
It's much better. So
acting is lame.
No, it's
too much waiting around.
I agree. Both are good. I like both of them. I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I'm saying the way comedians, especially podcast comedians, love to be like, fucking stand up so stupid.
Yeah.
I only do it for money.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's the best job in the world.
It's incredible.
I had a total turnaround.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. After acting, which is still fine.
Acting's fun. I love
it. It's fun. But. And this show fucking rules. Obviously, we get to fuck around and this isn't like other bullshit. Yeah. Like, cause we're real lucky on that. But like I did when I did the movie, which was fun and I loved it and please buy it on fucking VOD. I really need you to if you're listening. But it was so much harder. Dude, stand up. We just wake up at fucking 12.
Oh, so
we do our act. We stay. And especially now where shit's going good. We stay in a nice hotel. You eat like a fucking... I'll spend like $40 on breakfast. Just like I'll get steak and eggs.
Not
like
for long now that we have T2.
Oh, yeah.
Price of groceries?
You think prices are
going down?
Yeah. That's my
index.
I mean,
there's no way they go up.
Who
I mean, there is,
knows?
Of course, there is a way.
We could become Argentina.
I guess we gonna see.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be nice to... That's my... the steak and eggs metric. The steak and egg matrix. That's how I view fucking...
I mean, that's actually a pretty fair, honest metric.
Yeah.
For real. That's actually the price of eggs. Is actually, the price of eggs is kind of a decent
metric.
It's
insane, yeah. It's gotten fucking insane.
No, but I liked it. It was fun.
What?
I liked it. I liked the price of eggs going up.
It was affecting you?
I like it.
It was really hurting your wallet?
Was it hurting you?
Price of eggs?
No,
I don't notice.
No, of course not. You sound like a liberal elite. I didn't even notice. Keep the prices high. That's never backfired throughout history.
Oh, fuck.
The mob's angry about the price of eggs.
Yeah.
Let them eat cake, Chris. Let them eat
Chris
cake.
Chris was throwing eggs at homeless people on the way over here.
Yeah, that's me.
Get a job, you sack of shit. Act on a fucking
sitcom.
That egg was $3. Yeah. Fuck.
Get a writing job on a sitcom, you fucking idiot. Did you do any dramatic work, dude? I was like you. I was in the Backstreet Boys in third grade, sang some Backstreet Boys tunes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
At a school talent show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, I thought I was the fucking man. I thought I was like, dude, I'm fucking cool as shit.
Were you cool in high school or were you kind of like funny?
I was funny.
No,
I was
like funny. Like, yeah. All right. Yeah.
I was like, my school was, it was a magnet school in Baltimore. So everybody was kind of dorks. You know what I mean? So it was kind of easy to be a cool.
Yeah.
And I played football and I was like I was maybe the funniest white kid in the school. It was an 85% black school. So it was like just being a funny white boy.
Yeah.
Skyrockets you in terms of you just have to be the funniest white person, and you know what I mean. Like,
hey, we're still doing that.
Yeah.
All we have to do is be the funniest white.
Yeah,
that's true. Black people are way funnier.
They are so much funnier.
They're
dude.
Killing us.
Yeah. Like I lost funniest like person in the school to some guy that just like works at a bank now. You know what I mean? And he deserved it. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the difference between white people and black people funniness. And then I was in plays, but then in sixth grade, I was like, acting's gay. I'm a fucking jock. And I tried to be a fucking athlete and I played soccer and football. And then I wrestled but then obviously I should have stuck Clearly, yeah. I should have stuck with fucking acting.
Yeah, you're never going to be a soccer star.
I was fat as shit. I scored a couple goals. It was one of those like funny, like, hey, the fat kids, I did that. Yeah. And then I just kept getting fatter. So ninth grade, I'm like the fat kid who scored a couple goals. And then 10th grade, they're like, you're much fatter. Like, you were barely able to play soccer last year.
You know how fat you have to be as a ninth grader?
I was, yeah.
Yeah. Like even as a child, to be like, you can't, you're not going to be able to move.
Dude, was, yeah.
Even with your child body. Yeah.
Your body that can spring back from anything. Yeah. The amount of McDonald's you're fucking saddling it with. But yeah, dude. And then, so, that was, and then I played football because the JV soccer coach gave a kid pornography. And they
kind of ruined the season.
And they dissolved our team and they let us play football. Yeah, yeah. Not even in a I'm trying to fuck it way.
The good news is you can matriculate onto the football team.
We boys, we got good. Can you keep a secret? So you get eligibility. And you still might get a JV letter.
Fellas, they got us. You're going to have to join the black football team. I know you're trying to play the one sport they weren't playing. 2 days are in a week. It's going to blow.